Chapter 3. Soaking. Rather to his surprise, he was asleep nearly at once. And then even more quickly he was awake again, wide awake, instantly aware of who and where he was, motionless in bed, reaching out with all his senses for whatever it was that had wakened him. He couldn't identify it. But neither could he escape the conviction that something was, well, not wrong exactly. Annie was sleeping soundly beside him, so probably nothing could be seriously wrong. But something was definitely different, happening. Was there a sound in the air, behind or beneath the sound of Annie's breathing, a kind of hum? The harder he tried to answer the question, the more uncertain he became. Was there some unfamiliar smell in the room? Again he was unsure. Was whatever it was coming more from one direction than another? Impossible to say. The more negative reports came in from his senses, the more convinced he became that something was happening somewhere. He knew the sensible thing was to roll over and go back to sleep. Even if he could figure out what was going on, and even if he concluded something needed to be done about it, he wouldn't be able to do it. His hostess mentor, whom he did not want to piss off, was asleep next to him. He was exhausted himself and sensed he had a big day ahead of him tomorrow. Heart pounding, he slipped from the bed so stealthily that Annie's breathing never changed. He had no idea what kind of signal he was picking up, but perhaps if he moved his detectors around, he could triangulate on the thing. He paused for a moment, closed his eyes, and set out across the dark room. The nameless event did seem to change in some way as he moved, but it did so almost at random so that the information he gained still refused to collapse into any kind of useful pattern. He changed direction a couple of times to no avail. "Your diet must be about 50-50 carrots and loco weed," Annie said softly. He froze. "I can't figure out what in the name of God's labia majora you think you're doing, but I'm impressed by how well you're doing it in the dark. You must have eyes like a cat."
"Actually, I've got my eyes closed," he said. "I looked around before when the light was on."
"You look around a room once and you can navigate it in pitch dark?"
Yeah, I guess. Sorry I woke you."
"What the hell were you doing, practicing square dance?"
I thought I heard something. Or something.
"Oh." She sat up.
"I see."